Lord bless each and every one tonight. It's good to be gathered in His name tonight. Praise God. I've one book of the Bible with me tonight. That's all I've brought. No tablet, no full Bible, anything. Just the book of Acts. Tommy McDonald gave me this book, and he gave me the book of the Epistles of John. And I don't know if you've ever seen them like this before, but this is the book of Acts. You know how they did different books of the Bible. I was reading it today and I just felt that I'll just bring this book tonight because of what I preached on Sunday night. And if you remember what I preached on Sunday night, where God called us church and where the church began. How many remember where the church began? At Pentecost. Book of Acts. Praise God. We're going to pray and I'm going to read from this. I don't know what preaching I'll do tonight. I haven't planned on preaching. I plan to read from this book. I don't know how much I'll read. There's some thoughts as I've went through it. What I have that I want to say. And I'm just going to go as the Lord leads. I didn't feel to bring anything else tonight. Only this book.
Amen.
Praise God. And I want us to listen to God's word. And there's so many things in this. I was thinking as I read this today, you can understand why a lot of the Pentecostals made tongues the evidence when they read this. Because almost everywhere they got the Holy Ghost, they spoke with tongues. Now I'm not saying it's evidence, but you can understand why they made it to God. And there's a lot of things other people have with very little scripture telling that they've made, but you never hear mentioned. How many agrees with me?
Amen, that's right.
And we believe in tongues, and I want to tell you, as a church here, we believe in speaking in tongues.
Yes.
And it's been put aside a lot in places, but I believe that's not God. Because if we're going to be like the book of Acts, we're going to have the same things the book of Acts had. Or else we're an imitation. And the spirit of Elijah is to turn us back to this book of Acts. Restoration of all things. Back to the apostolic faith. That's the book of Acts. Let's pray tonight. I'm not going to ask you to stand or anything. And just let's pray for a moment. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you for your precious word. We know that your word is the truth and is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Lord, even as we heard on Sunday, we need inspiration. And the inspiration can only come from the Holy Ghost. And I ask in the name of Jesus Christ that the Holy Ghost will inspire your word as we read it tonight. Lord, I pray it'll come off the pages. I pray you'll magnify it. I pray you'll bless it. I pray you'll make it live. Make it come alive. Even the reading of your word may be with the power of the Holy Ghost. I ask you to cleanse us and sanctify us, Lord. Every wrong thought, every wrong word, every wrong deed, I cast it down and out. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask the strong one be bound. In our midst and in our homes and all about us.
Yes.
Spoil us goods in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us the perfect liberty of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Touch men and women's hearts in this room tonight. We cast down reasoning.
Yes.
We cast down vain imagination. We cast down every symptom in our bodies. What the enemy would try to put upon us, we rebuke it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we speak healing. We speak the power of the Holy Ghost and the blessing of God to come upon your people tonight. In the name of Jesus. Bless us now. Speak to us now. Move upon us, Lord, by the Holy Ghost. I take the promised Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And I thank you, undertake for me. In the name of Jesus, amen. Amen. Praise God. And we know you're going to have to turn to the book of Acts. Chapter 1. Praise God. I love to read this. I might just read the whole thing tonight for whatever time permits. I won't keep you as long. There's so many things in this. Praise God. The former treaties have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach. So Jesus didn't just preach. Jesus did something and he taught. He taught The Word of God. He was a teacher. We need teachers. He wasn't a philosopher or a lecturer now. He was a teacher. Now he was one of them teachers that you didn't fall asleep when you're listening to them. He was one of them teachers that was anointed by the Holy Ghost. For he said in the book, "Look, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he have anointed me to loosen the chains, to set the captives free, to bring them out of the prison house." Jesus came to bring people out of the prison house. All that he began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. So what Jesus did, he did it through the Holy Ghost. There's nothing, I want to say tonight, there's nothing can be done if it's not done through the Holy Ghost. It'll never be done. It only can be done through the Holy Ghost. When the Holy Spirit comes in a meeting, when the Holy Spirit comes in you, then it can be done. The Holy Spirit can come on you out in the field. The Holy Spirit can come on you while you're washing the dishes. The Holy Spirit can come on you anywhere at all. That's what the Holy Spirit does. To come upon you. For the Bible says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength." Jesus had the Holy Ghost upon him. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me." Amen. Now if Jesus, and he's our example, he's the man we're following. He's the man we're to preach about. He's the man we're to uplift. Now we have to be like him. We want to act like him, walk like him, talk like him, do as he did. You hear Jack Cole saying, when people get healed in the meeting, "Isn't that just like Jesus?" Because that's how the Lord done it, and Jesus had done it again. The Holy Ghost commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen. You didn't come of your own coming. The Lord chose you. What I tell you tonight, God chose every single person that's in this room for a reason. Yeah. Just like a stone wall, not one of them stones is the same. But every one of them is needed to make that stone wall. And it's wonderful, if you've ever worked with a stonemason, it's wonderful that he just knows what stone to lift. You'd be standing all day. For I've tried it. I've worked with a stonemason. It took me a long time just to build a small amount, but they just know how to do it. That's their skill, that's their job, they're stonemason. And the greatest stonemason that ever was born of a woman is Jesus Christ. And he picked you as a stone to fit in the wall, and the wall is not complete without you in it. So when a brother goes off, or a sister, they need to come back because that's part of the wall. And you know, when you go to the book of Nehemiah, and our brother Andrew preached from the book of Nehemiah, and he talked about where they rebuilt the wall. Yes. And in the Edom many years ago, when I was just seeing, just a young man, that's the scripture God gave me. Shall these Jews fortify themselves? Shall they rebuild the wall? We go up. And it says even a fox go up. And you know, they armed themselves upon the wall so that they would rebuild the wall. And God wants the wall rebuilt. That's the bringing in of the lame, the halt, and the backslidden. That's the Lord wants. Yes. The wall has to be built. Praise God. To whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days. That's where the doctrine comes from, 40 days. A fellow said to me one time, he says, "Where did you ever get the quote for 40 days? He tried to embarrass me. There's a lot of people there ministering and everything. And he said, "Where did you ever get the quote for 40 days? I don't read a quote of 40 days. I says, my quote's from Acts 1 verse 3. That's my quote. It's the absolute. This is not a second hand quote. This is a real quote. This is a quote that will stand the test of time. This is the real thing. This is God's word. 40 days. Jesus, after he's crucified, God raised him from the dead. And he showed himself amongst them. He walked in the midst while the doors was closed. He come amongst them. And he didn't come amongst them for a day. He come for 40 days. And you know, he broke the bread. And they had communion with him. And you know that when Thomas wasn't there the first time he came. And he said, "I won't believe it unless I see him." And Jesus appeared again.
And he said to Thomas, feel the nail prints in my hands. Put your hands into my hand. That's where the song comes from. Put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee. Amen. That's what Thomas was told to do. And in this sign, be believing and not doubting. And I tell you, Jesus showed himself alive after 40 days. Many infallible proofs. And speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, he preached the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. Preach the kingdom. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. That was the Holy Ghost. Don't do a thing, boys. You're not fit to do nothing until you get the Holy Ghost. Don't move. Don't try to preach. Don't try to witness until you get the Holy Ghost. If only we had that today, like they had it then. There wouldn't be the trouble that's about in the world today. There wouldn't be the people confused that there is today, because there's too many people preaching that never had the Holy Ghost and never were called to preach. God chose these men. These were specially chosen men. There's one short, and you're going to see God add one more in, because there was going to be 12. And God never makes a mistake.
Amen. That's right.
And he told these boys, you don't do nothing, just wait until you get the Holy Ghost. People say you need to do this, you need to do that. You need to do nothing until you hear from God. And when you hear from God, then you're able to do it. Because he's asking you to do it, he'll give you the Holy Ghost to do it. Amen. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me.
Yes.
Verse 5. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, not many days hence. We put such an emphasis on water baptism,
mm-hmm.
and very little emphasis on the Holy Ghost.
Amen. That's the truth.
And I know for a fact that water baptism in many churches is put away at the top of the list. And they'll even, some people preach, you're not saved if you're not baptized in water. That's absolutely false teaching.
That's right. Amen.
You're saved once you believe in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You get baptized in water as an act of faith, as an act of obedience. It's a type of dying and rising and resurrection. And I know the Holy Ghost promised once you get baptized, but God can fill you with the Holy Ghost ever before you touch water.
That's right.
Because in this book they were filled with the Holy Spirit,
yes.
and they weren't baptized.
Right.
Then they baptized them.
Yeah.
And you can read that in this book of Acts. This book of Acts is the blueprint for the church of every generation, of all the seven church ages. This is the most important book.
Amen.
There's no other book more important. I was thinking today, we read so many books, I have hundreds of books, but this is better than them all.
That's right. Amen.
There's no mistakes in this book. The jots, the commas, everything's perfect.
Amen.
There's no such thing as somebody having permission to change this book. That's a life in the pit of hell.
Amen. Glory.
You can't change this word of God. Revelation says, don't take from it and don't add to it, or the plague's written in it will be added on to you.
Amen.
This is God's word.
Amen.
When you hear the pure word of God, it'll do something for you.
Yes.
The pure, unadulterated word of God. When therefore we're come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Why did they get this bit? God spoke to me about this a time back. And he said unto them, this is verse 7, and he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father put in his own power. We'll tell you when the rapture's going to be. You can't do it.
Nope.
Amen. It's not for you to know the times or the seasons. I have got something more important for you to preach about. I've got something more important for you to talk about. You don't need to argue, is it this year or that year, and all these things fussed about it. That's not important.
Amen.
So much of an emphasis is put on things.
Yes.
That's not important.
Okay.
But here's the important thing in verse 8. This is the important part.
Yes.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Yes.
And ye shall be my witnesses.
Amen.
That's the important thing.
Yes.
The important thing is the world hears that Jesus is risen.
Amen.
The important thing is the world sees and knows the power of Jesus Christ. That's important, that you're going to be a witness.
Yes.
That's important.
Yes.
Not important to fuss with somebody because you don't believe and see everything that's and preach the gospel, but you'll never do it if you get the Holy Ghost. And he told them here, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. You'll not need to go to a Bible college. You'll not need to sit under some ministry for 4 years or 5 years. You'll have the Holy Ghost. And you'll have what Jesus preached in John 14, John 15. You need nobody to teach you. For the anointing which you have received will make you to know all things.
Amen.
That's the Holy Ghost. Yes. Many believe that tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Ye shall receive power. Hallelujah. Didymus, that interprets us, which means dynamite, explosive power. That's like a bomb going off. That's when you put the dynamite in the rock, when they used to use it to blow up the rock, and some countries it blew out the stumps of the trees with dynamite.
Amen.
Too big of a stump, a digger would never think that I could smash it. But the dynamite would blow a tree out of the ground. And I tell you, if ever we were living in a time, if ever we were living in a generation when we need the power of God, what is explosive like the dynamite, it's in this hour and it's in this day, we need the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The explosive power of God.
Yes.
That will send the devil flying. Hallelujah. Let it come on you and change you in a moment. They will fill you and it will go right through you from the top of the head to your big toes and back up again. The power of God running over you. I tell you, I read of a man years ago, I heard it on a tape, an old Pentecostal preacher, and he said when God filled him with the Holy Ghost, he said, can you describe it? He said it was like hot liquid love going through him, going all over him, the power of God going through his mortal body. He never needed to ask anyone whether he had it or not. He never needed a doctrine to know he had the Holy Ghost. He knew he had it. The power of God come through him, the power of God come over him and in him and all about him, like oil running all over him and running inside of him. He knew he had the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I want you to know tonight there's no doubting when you have the Holy Spirit. No question in it. You'll know when you're baptized. Hallelujah. I tell you, God was fixing here to pour out His Spirit upon these men, and they were going to be changed. They weren't going to be the same as they were before. They were going to be changed. Not only were they going to be changed, but they were going to change the nation in front of them. The times they went into, the power of God on them was going to do it, and it did do it. Oh, glory to God. I know I'm excited. I've only got to verse 8. Took me a month to get through this book of Acts. Hallelujah! How can you pass verse 8? Ye shall receive power. Glory to God. Oh, who wants that power tonight? I want you to know you can have the power because Hebrews 13 and 8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can still baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Don't let the devil tell you it can't happen. He's a liar. God can give you such a baptism, you'll not even believe it when you get it. It'll go way up beyond what you can comprehend. I know what I'm talking about. It's real.
Yes.
I tell you, I was saved and I was struggling. I was saved and I was fighting the devil. I had habits, fleshly habits I couldn't conquer, fleshly habits I couldn't overcome. But one day I said, that's enough. And I went up into the room and I closed the door and I locked myself away and I began to seek God and I prayed and I prayed and the night came and I went to bed and the Spirit of God woke me and I rose and began to read the Word of God. And as I read the Word of God late into the night, the power of the Holy Ghost came over me and it baptized me with the power of God and I began to speak in tongues, glory to God. That's how I got it.
Amen.
And I want you to know the habits was broke. And they had no more dominion over me, no more power over me. And the things that I seemed to have no control of, they no more held me. They no more had a captive grip upon me. It was broken because the anointing breaks every single yoke.
Yes.
There's no such thing as having a flesh habit that you can't get over. That's a lie of the devil.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost can break it.
Yeah.
And deliver you from it just like that.
Yes.
That's what this power can do. And ye shall be witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth, the whole world.
Yes, amen.
When you get the Holy Ghost, somebody says, where are you called to? Everywhere.
Yes.
Where are you called to? When you get the Holy Ghost, you are called to the whole earth. That's the word of God.
Yes,
go ye into all the world, Matthew 28, and preach the gospel to every creature, and he that's baptized and teaching all nations, glory to God, that's what Jesus told them.
Amen.
Go everywhere. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, you could go out and not even ask God about it, really, because you're commanded you can go if you've got the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yes.
Don't go if you haven't the Holy Ghost. But if you've got the Holy Ghost, you can go. And when you've got the Holy Ghost, you won't run here, there, and yonder like a headless chicken. There's people today, I'm going to say it, there's people today, they're running here, they're running there, they're running yonder, and God never sent them half the places.
Mm-hmm.
And they preach things to please us, and then they preach someone else to please somebody else.
Amen.
I want you to know that these apostles,
yes,
went where they were led by the Holy Ghost. After they got the Holy Ghost, they got the guide.
Yes.
And they went where the guide led them.
Amen.
And they preached what he gave them to preach.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And it offended a lot of people in some places.
Right.
They didn't get a trophy everywhere they went.
Nope.
They got a hiding in some places and a good beating.
Yes.
And threw them in jail. But they preached the truth anyhow.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe the time has come, glory to God, that God is going to put his anointing on men, and they're going to go forth and they're going to preach the truth. And I'm telling you here tonight, there's a lot of places that won't like what they're going to hear,
yeah,
because their ears have been closed up to the simplicity of the gospel of Christ.
Yes.
But there has to be a breakthrough, a bursting through, for God is a mighty hammer,
yes,
that strengeth the rock and breaketh it in pieces.
Yes.
And God's word is a mighty hammer.
Yes.
Glory to God. It's going to happen.
Yes.
And this is not something that might take place. It's going to happen.
Yes.
God's going to do it.
Yes.
And some places are not going to like it. That'll make no difference. If it's God, it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Do you know why? Because God's got people everywhere. You hear William Branham saying, he says, I'm against the organization, but not the people in it. God loves them people. And he says, there's people in every organization that God loves.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Get that. Now the truth.
Yes, it is. Amen.
I believe it tonight. And when he had spoken these things, verse 9, glory to God, while they beheld, he was taken up on a cloud. I believe a thing in the night. That's just like a Brother John's experience. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up. And a cloud received him out of his sight. He went up in the cloud. Up in the cloud. And we know with the brother's experience, that was the angel of the Lord. How many believe that tonight? And you know when the cloud appeared to Brother Branham, he said it was the angels. And he was caught up in the cloud. And it was the angels. And the cloud took Jesus up. And as Jesus went up, we're going to read in a moment, it was coming the same way.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. The same way he went up, the same way he's coming. But you know this, we've already read it. When he went, the Holy Ghost came. Glory to God. He didn't come in some other name. He came in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going away, he said, but I'll send you another comforter in my name. What for? To continue the work. The work cannot be continued without the Holy Ghost. All you have is religion. All you have is philosophy. But if the Holy Ghost will come, the work will be continued. And if ever we're living in a time when we need a continuation of the power of the Holy Ghost, it's today. Do you believe that tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah. I believe with all my heart. God can do more in 2 minutes than we can do in a lifetime. Reinhard Bonnke once said, he said that David's brothers were the trained, unanointed professionals. He said they were trained in the way of war. They had the warfare, their machines, their spear. They were trained, but they feared Goliath. None of them would go out to face Goliath because they had no anointing. But David was untrained in the things they were trained in, but he was God's anointed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And even though he had no training in the training that he had, yet withal he was superior, yet withal he overcome the enemy, and he slew a man 9 foot 6 inches tall.
because he was anointed by Almighty God.
God can do more with one man that's anointed than a million without the Holy Ghost. God can do more. Praise God. And the cloud received them up on this side, verse 10. And while they beheld steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, two angels. Which also said to ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? And we have a lot of people today that's looking up at clouds. Now get what I'm saying here tonight. I'm not making fun of nothing. But he says, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Because
yes.
He's coming again.
Yes.
Hear this now tonight. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood in white apparel, which said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. He's coming again. Yes. This is part of your message.
Yes.
This is part of the message you're receiving in the book of Acts to preach the coming of Jesus.
Yes.
And the coming of Jesus must be preached. But people are preaching today, Jesus has already come.
Mm-hmm.
And they're undermining the power of the book of Acts. They're undermining the power of God's word. They're preaching to people, Jesus has already come. And people's not looking for the coming of the Lord because they've been preached that Jesus has already come.
Amen.
And they're looking over the cloud and they say Jesus has come and they forget what it says here in the book of Acts.
Yes.
The same way he went up, he's still coming like butter. And a prophet of God said he'd be here 40 days.
Amen.
40 days getting us together.
Amen.
We get that now. 40 days getting us together, how it happened. That's why there'll be no accidents. Full false teaching, planes falling off with nonsense. No accidents. The Lord will gather his people. There'll be signs to gather them, the angels will capture them together. And there'll be 40 days and we're going to go. The Lord's going to kick us, we're going to be changed, and we're going to go. And the world will know nothing about it, everything will continue on. And it's only going to be a lax small group that's going to go. Those that have the genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost. This is why it's so important to have the Holy Ghost. You cannot go and they catch you up without the Holy Ghost. You can't go. You have to have the Holy Ghost. Jesus preached it in Matthew 24. We know that. He preached 24:25. Jesus preached it. You know the scriptures. He preached that there was five wise and five foolish. Five had oil and five had no oil. And we must have the oil of the Holy Ghost to go. This is why it's so important that we have the Holy Spirit to go when Jesus comes. He's coming again. And I tell you, this preaching that Jesus is coming, there's nothing to do. He's appeared. The Lord appears many times. How many knows that?
Yes.
He can appear when he wants. He can appear in here tonight. But that's not the second coming of the Lord. Brother Branham said that. He said, this is the appearing of Christ, but we hear are waiting on the second coming of the Lord.
Amen.
That's what he believed. When misquoted, because they leave the word for dogma. Amen.
Yes.
Verse 11, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you've seen him go into heaven. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem, but of a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room to do the waiting. Whereabout Peter and James. Now this is the same Peter cursed. This is the same Peter that denied the Lord three times. Here he is. What is to get this? This is not some holy roller, smart, educated fella. This fellow cursed, this fellow denied the Lord. He's not somebody you trust, but the Lord trusted him. Because
yes.
God was going to change him. Because don't forget what Jesus preached to them. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Lord, you know all of you. He gave them a commission to feed them. Then what did he tell them? When you're converted.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
When you're converted.
Amen.
Lord, when I'm converted, I thought I would see you. When you're converted. I've been with the 12. When you're converted. When you're converted, you'll feed my sheep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I want you to see this conversion.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, this conversion will start when you sign up for 4 years college. And I want you to study away anything, miracles and all you've seen, I want you to forget about them. That's not what he was told. That wasn't God's way. Here we're going to see God's way. Verse 12. Let's go down to verse 13. And when they were come in, they went up into the upper room. That's where they started. Prayer meeting. Mm-hmm. Amen? Yeah. They didn't start preaching. They didn't say, brother, I feel I could do it. They waited until they got the Holy Ghost. They went into the upper room. Where abode both Peter and James and John, Andrew, Philip, Thomas, Bartholomew, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, Zelotes, and Judas, the brother of James. These all continued with one accord. There's no fallouts. They knew what they were doing. They were waiting on the Lord. In prayer and supplication, I tell you, they give themselves to it. With the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus. There's where the prophet of God preached it. He said she had received the Holy Ghost just like the rest to get in. You hear that? She had received the Holy Ghost just like the rest to get in. They preach only Mary, the mother of God, but how would the mother of God need the Holy Spirit if God had a mother? But here you're reading she had to get the Holy Ghost. She was in the upper room with the rest praying and supplication. Let's continue on. With the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, with his brother. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of the disciples and said, the number of them names together were about 120. Men and brethren, this scripture must needs be fulfilled. He's quoting Joel chapter 2. That's what he's quoting. Which the Holy Ghost by the mouth of David spake before concerning Judas, which was guide to them that took Jesus. For he was numbered with us and had obtained part of this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with a reward of iniquity and falling headlong. He burst asunder in the midst and all his bowels gushed out. And it was known unto all the dwellers at Jerusalem insomuch as the field is called in the proper tongue Aseldama, that is to say the field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his speech to prick let another take, his ministry given to another. Wherefore these men which have campaigned with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out amongst us. And there's the thing there that we have to have. I want you to stop here for a moment, verse 21. The Lord went in and out amongst us. We need meetings so the Lord goes in and out amongst us. Are you hearing me? The Lord needs to go in and out amongst us. If we have a meeting for the Lord, does not go in and out amongst us, nothing's going to happen. But you say, brother, what are you talking about? Didn't we of course say, I see Jesus beside this certain woman at his head? Didn't he say another time I seen Jesus face in the window and the man was raised to death? The Lord went in and out amongst them. What did he get that? How many believes it?
Yes,
ma'am. Oh, we need it. Verse 22. Beginning from the baptism of John unto that same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. Ordained to preach the resurrection. That's the message they were called to preach. If we are restored back to the apostolic faith, if the book of Acts is a blueprint, if that's what we're following, if that's our message, we are called to preach the resurrection of Jesus Christ to the world. That this gospel's greater, this religion's greater, and Buddha's greater than Muhammad, because Jesus is not in the grave. He's risen tonight, they're still in the grave, but Jesus Christ is alive. God raised him from the dead, and he's living tonight, praise God. And by grace he is saved through faith. Verse 23, and they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Judas, and I love this name, Matthias. There's some name for to call a child, isn't it? I love that name. It just hit me today. Somebody should call the baby Matthias. That's some name. This boy was put in place of Judas. How many knows it?
Yes, amen.
This is some name. This is a name that should be used in the Bible. You hardly ever hear people calling children Matthias, but I love this. Verse 24, and they prayed and said, Thou Lord, which knowest the hearts of all men, show whether these two thou hast chosen, that they may take part of this ministry and apostleship, from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place, hell.
And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Marius. Glory to God. I believe this has inspired this name. I'm going to tell you that. And he was numbered with the 11 apostles. This man was chosen. He was chosen of God. This boy, I'll tell you what, this fellow didn't educate himself and say, I'll be a minister. God chose him.
Amen, that's the truth.
And he put him in with the 11, that's now 12.
That's right, amen.
Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. In this wonderful verse chapter 2. Oh, glory to God. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. I want you to get this tonight, that this power, this presence of God that came, didn't just fill them, it filled the whole house. There was an atmosphere in that place, you believe that? An atmosphere that filled the room, an atmosphere that filled the house. This was the visitation of the mighty power of the mighty God filling the room, filling the house. God was going to do something here that would shake the world from that generation to this very generation today. Pentecost. Amen. I can't understand why people so much against it. When the word of God's all for it. Verse 3. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like a fire, and it sat upon each of them, fire resting on the shoulder. There's a photograph of William Branham with a lick of fire on his shoulder. I want you to tell you tonight that same lick of fire can come on you. Because remember this here, what a prophet said, what this Bible said. If God ever takes to do one thing one time, he can do it again.
Amen.
How many believe you?
Yes.
Praise God. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues.
Yes.
And there have been so many smart alecks trying to explain this all away.
That's true.
And you know what they actually preach? They say, we don't get it no more. Because in another place they didn't speak in tongues. They said God withheld it from them. And all this rubbish they preach, all nonsense. It's not the Bible. It's their thinking. But it's not God's. God filled them.
Yes.
And they spoke in tongues. How many believes that? The word of God says it. As the Spirit gave them utterance, nobody had to learn them. The Holy Ghost spoke through them. Glory to God. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. Read verse 7. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? They preached to them the message in their language. They never learned it in the college. They never learned it nowhere. Jesus supernaturally gave them to preach in another language. He could tell them. I can tell you, I'm a witness that God can still do it.
Amen.
I want you to know that tonight, God can do it.
Amen.
No matter, you know the Shona language, it's one of the harder languages to learn. But I remember when God let me know everything they were saying. It's wonderful. Actually, to the point that they had a wee conversation that said, we better watch what we say in front of him, because he knows what we're talking about. Amen. God's able to do it. Czechoslovakia as well, another language, knew every word they said. Now I couldn't say I'm going to go and do it, but God done it. And one of the times what they said wasn't good, but God let me hear it. And God separated me from a bunch of them to preach the truth. Hallelujah. And verse 5, I know I'm excited, I can't help it. That's what the book of Acts does for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's doing it for you tonight.
Yes, amen.
And there were dwelling at Jerusalem devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, that the multitude came together and were confounded, speechless, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another. So the word speechless, but you know what I mean. They were astounded, marveled, you know, in shock at it. Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Verse 9. Parthians, Medes, Elamites,
and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Perga and Pamphylia and Egypt, and in the parts of Lydia out of Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes, Arabians, we all do hear them speak in our tongues. The wonderful works of God, tongues more than one language. Want you to get that? More than one language. And then a fellow said, but this was all language. That's true. Earthly language. But then when you go over to Corinthians and read what Paul's saying, Paul said there's tongues of men and there's tongues of angels.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
How many knows that?
Amen.
Praise God.
Yes.
And they were all amazed. Praise God.
Amen.
And were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? They questioned it.
Yes.
Others mocking said, these men are full of new wine. They thought they were drunk.
Mm-hmm.
They were drunk. Amen. And they were intoxicated.
Amen.
With the Holy Ghost. You ever get intoxicated with the Holy Ghost, dear doctor? That's the truth now. You see, people today don't know nothing about that. Oh, they know about religion. They know about popes. They know about saints. They know all that.
Amen.
But that's not what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost, where demons scream out and terror and fear what they get out quick.
Yes.
Know the Spirit of God's in the place.
Amen.
That's the type of meetings we need.
Amen.
Every time we meet, we should expect God to do something.
Amen.
Verse 13, Os Machet said, these men are full of new wine. But Peter standing up with the 11, here's this man now restored.
Yes.
Here this man now made a preacher.
Yes.
Lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose. This is Joel 2:9. Seeing it is but the third hour of the day, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last day, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids, here's the sisters, I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. Glory to God. And I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the notable day of the Lord come. And we've seen all these signs, but we're waiting on the coming of the Lord. You hear me tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
Somebody said, what's our message here, Eddie?
All right.
What are you going to preach? You need to preach this.
Yes.
If you're not preaching this, you're not preaching. I'm telling you. Oh, but we can see this, we can see that, that's all good. But what if somebody comes in amongst you that doesn't know the Lord? What if somebody comes in that you're all heathen? You need to preach the resurrection. You need to preach Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 22, and ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus is not as a man approved of God amongst you,
mm-hmm.
by miracles, wonders, and signs,
yes.
which God did by him in the midst of you. As ye yourselves also know, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken him by wicked hands, have crucified and slain, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. The book of Psalms tells us, verse 25, for David speaketh concerning him. I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand. And I should not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried,
yes.
and his sepulchre is with us on this day.
Yes.
Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn an oath to him of the fruit of his loins according to the flesh, he would raise up Christ to sit on his throne. And Jesus Christ came of the line of David, and he sat on the throne, and he's going to sit on it in New Jerusalem.
Yes.
He seen this before speak of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we are witnesses that he's risen. How? Because he was amongst us for 40 days. We know he's risen. He came amongst us for 40 days. He made food for us. He said, touch my hands, touch my side. We are witnesses. We're men that seen him. We know he's alive. Buddha never did this. Muhammad never did this. No other religion ever did this. This is why this is the most powerful message in the world tonight, that Jesus Christ is alive.
Amen.
Do you believe that tonight? Yeah. He's risen from the dead.
Amen.
Praise God. Therefore, being by his right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. In other words, this speaking in tongue, this preaching in these other languages that we never went to college to learn, this is the Holy Ghost that he said was coming. The words Jesus spoke have taken place. The words Jesus said are manifest before you. That's why manifestation is interpretation. You need no man to interpret it, for the word interprets itself. And Brother Branham said that many times. And you know, he quoted, a virgin shall conceive. He says, how could you interpret it? But he said, you did not interpret it.
Amen.
And when Jesus said, the Lord's coming in, we don't need somebody to interpret it. And make some sort of a doctrine and pull people away to sect here, to sect there. God does not want that. He wants us to preach the resurrection. He wants us to preach Jesus. And he wants us to preach the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ as it happened. And God said, Malachi, I've asked you to turn us back to this book of Acts, to the apostolic faith. That's what we need and want tonight. Praise God. Look at the time. Not a note. I think I'll leave the notes. Isn't this here some note? Do you like these notes?
Yes.
Need some notes?
Yeah,
I'm telling you, these are the notes we need. Yes. I'm going to have to quit. I'm enjoying this, but I'm going to have to quit. To be continued. I hope you're excited. Are you excited?
Yes.
Has the Word of God stimulated you?
Yes.
Pray for the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You have something that's trying to overcome you in your flesh. I want to tell you tonight, yield it to God. Even when you're saved, he tries to bring things back. But as sure as you turn to the Lord, he'll smite them back. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. And God will not tempt you above that which you can stand, and God cannot be tempted. And the Lord's on our side tonight. Let's pray. I've had a baptism up here.
Amen.
Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your word. Lord, this is your word. Your word comes with power and authority.
Amen.
Your word is the truth.
Yes.
Lord, we read from this book of Acts. We know that the Malachi message that you sent, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet.
Yes.
Before the great and dreadful day of the Lord come. To turn the heart of the fathers to the children, the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Lord, we know that this is to turn us back to the book of Acts, to the apostolic faith. Lord, we don't want signs and religion of some kind, but we want the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
We want the power of God that they had here in this book. We want the same experiences that they experienced us.
Yes.
The tongues, the prophesying, the laying on the hands of the sick, the working of miracles,
yes,
that thou would stretch thy mighty arm forth tonight,
yes,
with signs and wonders and divers miracles,
mm-hmm,
in the name of thy holy child Jesus. Touch this body of flesh. Yes. Heal it, Lord, from the crown of the head to the soles of these feet. Heal ours tonight,
mm-hmm,
in this room that needs your touch, my Lord.
Yes.
Oh Lord, for those that's not here tonight, may the hand of God,
yes,
come upon them. May the Spirit of the Lord touch them and speak to them. All the backsliders, those that need your touch in their body, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, you sent your word,
yes,
and you healed them.
Amen.
And delivered them.
Yes.
Lord, we've heard your word tonight. It's done us good. It's helped to the evil, it's strength to the bones. Now let the same Holy Ghost that wrote the word come back upon the word.
Yes.
Let that same anointing that raised you from the dead quicken these mortal bodies tonight.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ I pray. Lord, fill us afresh,
amen,
with the power of God.
And with that mighty anointing,
yes, Lord,
that will break every yoke.
Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we don't want just a normal service.
No, amen.
But we want a meeting,
yes, Lord,
where you go in and you go out amongst
amen.
Us.
Yes, Lord.
And we know that if you'll come in and go out amongst
yes,
us,
Lord,
that supernatural things will happen.
Yes, Lord.
Because you are a supernatural being,
amen,
with supernatural ability and supernatural authority.
Amen.
We know when we touch you,
Jesus,
that we'll never be the same again.
Amen.
For to get a touch from the Lord is so real.
Amen.
Lord, you can turn the water into wine. Lord, you can still the tempest. You can calm the storms.
Amen.
You're that same God tonight,
Lord,
that walked upon the water. Lord, I pray you'll calm every storm in this house.
Yes, Lord, in the name of
Lord, I come against every demon power.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
Ask the power of the Holy Ghost to be loosed amongst us all.
Amen.
Lord, if people that feel your power, even
Hallelujah.
Coming in the room,
yes, Lord,
may you fill this house
Hallelujah.
With your glory.
Yes.
Like in the book of Acts, I pray.
Amen.
Lord, they knew it. They knew it.
Yes.
Lord, there's people that want to know it.
Oh, burn.
Lord, I pray they'll know your anointing. Let them know your power coming over them,
yes,
coming through them, filling them,
the
running over them. In the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ, I pray. Lord, do it for me. Do it for every one of us.
Yes,
that we may know the power of God. Lord, we would ask tonight, above all,
yes,
for the power of the Holy Ghost
yes,
coming
Lord.
On us.
Yes, Lord.
In coming in our homes.
Oh,
coming in our meetings.
Yes, Lord.
Coming on our prayer life.
Yes,
coming upon when we're reading.
Lord.
Oh, God, that Thou would anoint our eyes with the eye sound of the Holy Spirit. That we would see beyond the natural seeing.
Yes.
That we would look beyond the natural looking. Lord, for your word says it. It shall come to pass in the last days, saith God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we know this promise is unto you,
yes, Lord,
and to your children.
Hallelujah.
And to them that are afar off,
amen,
even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
Amen.
Lord, you have called us in here tonight.
Yes.
Now we want the Holy Ghost. We want it, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we believe we can ask it because the way is made into the holies of holies, and you and living way, there's access tonight.
Yes, Lord.
To your throne.
Yes.
By the name of Jesus Christ, we can access. And we access by the blood, the meritorial blood of the Lamb of God tonight.
Yes.
The blood, the potency of the blood of Jesus that shall never lose its power. Wash us afresh
yes.
in the blood of the Lamb of God tonight.
Yes, Lord.
And fill us with your Holy Ghost afresh.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus I pray.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I ask for all the believers sitting at home tonight that never came, that could have came. Lord, you need to deal with them.
Yes,
you need to speak to them.
Oh, Lord, send the fire.
You need to rid them of sitting and slouching about
yes.
and bring them into the prayer meeting. Bring them into your heart.
Yes,
give them a hunger.
Yes.
Give them a thirst. Give them a desire. Move upon the backslider.
Yes.
Restore them, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ tonight.
Lord,
send miracles amongst us that people will not be going about sick, but they'll be healed by the power of Almighty God.
Jesus.
Lord, we're willing, but you need to give us the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you said that we would lay ourselves before you. You'd visit us.
Yes, Lord.
And humble ourselves and fast and pray. We won't hear from heaven. Lord, we want to hear from you. We've heard from you tonight. Send down your power, I pray. Some type of power that will raise the dead. That will cleanse the leper. The resurrected power of Jesus Christ. That will make us speak in a heavenly language. Lord, that we get beside ourselves. Because we're beside King Jesus. Move in and out amongst these seats tonight,
Lord.
Come in and come out amongst us. Oh Lord. Your word says the power of the Lord was present to heal. Lord, and you healed. Because the power of the Lord was present to deliver. Lord, we have tasted your goodness in the day past. But oh, we would taste it tonight. In the name of Jesus. How we would taste your power this evening. How we crave the Holy Ghost coming. Lord, there's no substitute for your power. We ask you, Holy Spirit, that you'll come right now upon your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's just continue in prayer. Praise God.